This is KLCC News. I'm Angela Kellner. 55-year-old John Baker has been homeless, on and off, for about 5 years. He arrived in Eugene about 2 weeks ago and has been sleeping at the Eugene Mission. Baker has a bachelor's degree in accounting from Illinois College and a culinary arts degree from Colorado Mesa University. Recently, NBC put out a call for open submissions for a new comedy. John Baker is a songwriter and author, and he submitted a screenplay titled The Homeless Bums of Aspen. John, welcome to KLCC.
Thank you for having me, Angela.
What factors led to you becoming homeless?
It was bad timing, I suppose. It was about 5 years ago when the economy crashed. I had a girlfriend for 17 years. She was a teacher in Telluride, and we were renting an A-frame up on the mountains. I rented out a room at the bottom for $500 a month, and to somebody that they ended up falling in love, and I was out just as quickly as that. I was a substitute teacher, and so that wasn't enough to pay the bills in Telluride. And I found myself living in a tent in basically 10 feet of snow. I ended up, for the first time, like, I think this is real. I think I'm really homeless here because I haven't got enough money to get a place. And so I got on the computer and I looked up homeless shelters and I saw one in Santa Barbara. And I went to the Casa Esperanza. I stayed there for 3 nights. That was enough for me. It was more of a psych ward. I didn't realize what a homeless shelter really was. I ended up shortly thereafter going to culinary school. And even after that, the economy still has been tough. I've been bouncing back and forth from Hawaii, living on the beaches in Kauai, Maui. And then, of course, I went to Aspen to the shelter there. And that's kind of what started this whole thing.
So there you were staying at this homeless shelter in Aspen where we have uber rich folks there in Aspen, in that area.
Yep.
So you were there at the shelter and you noticed these cast of characters around you. What was it that you saw and experienced there at the Aspen shelter that brought the writing out?
Because Aspen is, as you said, uber rich. And when I'd walk out there, I can't speak for any of the other people, but when I'd walk out there, I would feel intimidated. I would try to work clandestine under the cover, try not to be noticed. And I'd try to, you know, dress as appropriately as possible to blend in. But, you know, it didn't always work that way. Life takes its toll when you're living in a shelter. Mentally, I think it just seeps through your skin that sometimes you are what you think you are. And that perception becomes obvious to other people, or at least you think that way. So I said, you know, I'm going to flip this because I see a lot of humor in this. Still, at this point, I wasn't too far gone. I'm like, I'm going to get out of this. I ended up writing a song called The Homeless Bums of Aspen.
We're the homeless bums of Aspen.
And then I ended up writing a screenplay for a half-hour comedy skit. Some of the characters I had, some fictitious, some real, a disbarred lawyer, a disbarred psychologist, a disbarred medical doctor, a fired television news anchorman. So he would do public access there in the shelter because he just couldn't let go of the fact that he was done.
This was around the time of the height of the recession. You were seeing these characters coming through the door, these people that were professionals, had had jobs and careers, and then found themselves homeless without a place to live and were there at the shelter. But there were also folks there who were more of the, we would call, chronically homeless. How did those characters kind of come together and relate to each other?
All things being equal, you've got the chronically homeless, the somewhat the criminal mischiefs, and then people like me, people like the disbarred lawyers, the ski bunnies that got kicked out of their boyfriend's house that don't have a place to go. When it comes to the shelter, everybody's on the same playing field. Nobody's better than anybody. Those that do walk in there, including myself, you know, better learn that real fast or you're going to be out real fast.
And in your screenplay, you also show the other side of the coin with the, as we would call, the top 1% of the income, with sort of a billionaire household with a family with some spoiled teenagers. Did you have relationships with people like that, or was that more of just what you saw in Aspen in terms of the society there?
I certainly did not have a relationship with a billionaire. But what show called The Homeless Bums of Aspen wouldn't be complete without getting inside the top 1% tier of this country, if not the world? I did work a temp job for a billionaire. So I worked on this guy's house and he was only $90 million into it. And I thought, this is how billionaires live. And he only goes there like a couple of weeks a year. So the dichotomy, as you say, is there in Aspen. Telluride, Vail doesn't have a homeless shelter. They don't want homeless shelters there. I commend Aspen for doing that. They don't have to have it. It's privately funded. It's funded by the people of Aspen, and good for them.
So, John, what are your hopes for the sitcom now that you've submitted it to NBC? When do you hope to hear back from them?
It's an open submission through the end of June.
Well, John, thank you for your time and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
John Baker has been homeless off and on for about 5 years. He recently arrived in Eugene and was here with us today talking about his screenplay submission to NBC called The Homeless Bums of Aspen. For KLCC News, I'm Angela Kellner.